Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Well, he is an icon in the movement to awaken people to the fact there's a shadow world government, a power behind the throne, a system of control that's now becoming more and more evident. We talk about world government 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. People like him would be laughed at. Now it's out in the open. He's with us for the rest of the hour, and at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be opening the phones up on really any subject because he's an expert on them all. Jordan Maxwell, promised to have him on the Sunday show. Here he is. We'd have him longer, but he only wanted to do an hour. Jordan doesn't do a lot of interviews anymore. And so he is our guest for this hour. Toll-free number to join us, 877-590-5525. And I know we got folks holding. We'll get to you at the bottom of the hour. We got a lot of stuff to cover. Before we go to Jordan, Maxwell, to be clear, the same government, the same private banks, the same private Federal Reserve that told you it was all fixed with Northern Rock and Countrywide collapsing. U.S. regulators take control of struggling bank, and they go on to say in this article that the feds are promising that everything is fine. The politicians rally behind Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac as well. They say if companies fail, which are leveraged in the thousands of trillions but are worth over $50 trillion on paper, yeah, you're right, you heard me, I said trillion. In fact, here it is in the Associated Press. The two companies own or guarantee more than $5 trillion of home loans, about half of all the mortgage debt, and it's leveraged many times that. No one really knows. It's just we know thousands of times. So what's thousands of times $5 trillion? And with that, they bought lake houses and coal mines and gold mines, and that's why they set up the police state. We have the IMF documents. They said, my God, when the public finds out we've done this, they are going to go ape when we tell them they're all slaves of government, which slaves to pay the debt that we created to get real assets. Oh, my God. But they tell you everything's fine. Everything's wonderful. The dollar's strong. Go into deeper debt. Let's keep cutting interest rates. Bush is saying he backs Israel striking Iran, and he says, this is the Times of London, that if Iran defends itself in any way, that is terrorism and nuclear weapons will be used against them. Right here, I have the news. Imagine, we're going to blow the daylights out of you, and if you fight back in any way, our cattle will be told that we're attacking you for that reason, and then oil prices will more than quadruple, according to OPEC. So you think things are bad? The government is doing everything it can to push us in to this. The private banks are doing everything they can to push us into this. Shifting gears and going to Jordan Maxwell, there's so many things to talk about. I thought we could go from the current and what's happening to really the history and then today's master plan, why the elite are doing this, what they plan to set up here on planet Earth. And we have links to his website up on Infowars.com, JordanMaxwell.com. Jordan, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, Alex. Always happy to be with you. I mean, you're doing one hell of a job that very few other people have the courage or the wherewithal to do. So I really applaud you for what you do. And I've said publicly that I'm not the man that you are, because you've shown yourself to be very brave. And I'm not sure. I'm not brave at all, really. I'm more scared than I am anything else, because I realize the absolute dimensions of how big this problem really is. It's not just America. The whole world is in trouble. I mean, you know, and so goes America, so goes the world. This stuff is really, really frightening, and that's why I don't do much radio anymore. I mean, the joy of doing radio, I used to really enjoy doing radio. I've had my own show 7 times. My last show was the best of the 7. I was doing a pretty big show here in Los Angeles on an ABC affiliate. Saturday night, had a huge audience, and got in trouble, and the thing went shut down. And so since then, I have not been, and especially since 9/11, I have really shied away from the public.
Well, since you bring this up, let's just go ahead and talk a little bit about it, if it's okay. George Norrie says the three top hosts on Coast to Coast are you, myself, and David Icke, of course. And you even a lot of times don't go on that show now. You have been visited by the feds and threatened to shut up. I mean, they know. We even have had the feds drop by and try to threaten us. I mean, they don't even make bones about it now. They know we're exposing their criminal operation. They are very upset. I don't like to do the enemies intimidating forum. But, folks, if you don't know how real this is and the death threats that Jordan Maxwell's gotten, you know, Jordan, I think you're going to get more, though, because they know it's getting to you. I know you're a wise guy. I've been doing this for 50 years. But me, I just say, hey, I'm committed. I mean, I've already gone all the way into this. I mean, the Congress has a 9% approval rating. Bush has won 5 points below Nixon. Both parties are hated. I think we're kicking their butt. That's why they're threatening us.
Well, I'm sure you're right. I'm sure their whole world is falling apart, which, it goes back to the laws of God, so to speak. I mean, there are laws in the universe that basically have said from time in the beginning that what you do comes back on you. You know, what you sow, you reap. And these people have been sowing violence and corruption and lies and deception from day one. I mean, it goes all the way back to even the founding of this country. It goes back to the British East India Company and the hidden corporations and all the machinations going on in Europe at the time, and the founding of this country and the wars and the bloodshed. The whole thing is in commerce. The whole thing is basically boils down to the wars between Crips and the Bloods for who's going to eat up and own the human race.
And the gangs agree to never let the slaves in on what's happening.
That's exactly right. Cannot allow the people to know what the name of the tune and how this thing is really being played. And I was aware of it as a kid. I was already aware of the dimensions of the thing in my life. And the older I got, the more I began to see, you know, it was bigger than what I thought it was. It's bigger than our state that we lived in. And then I began to see, no, it's bigger than this country. And by the time I really got going, about 1959 and 60, I realized this is a monumental struggle, not just for America. I don't see it any longer as a struggle for America against tyranny. I see it for the human race. The human race itself is now in jeopardy, and its very existence has been called into question, as far as I'm concerned, because the problems that this country and the good people of the world face is so horrendous in its dimensions and so awesome in scope that it's absolutely frightening. And that's why so many people think, I've had people tell me that you're making a lot of noise about, you know, just politics as usual, just...
No, it's intensifying. It's at warp speed. Every expert I talk to in every genre,
exactly.
Everybody can feel it. Something big is happening. And the FEMA camps that they're announcing, they built camps on the news, and the preachers have been hired to be spies, and they're poisoning the water and the food and putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. And it comes out in Canadian news that they're currently murdering the children of Native Americans up there, the government is, and the government says we're not going to stop. And it's just hell is being released.
That's why I said the what is happening now on the earth is calling into question the veracity of the human experiment on Earth. I mean, we are now at a point to where we're not, I don't even think in terms of saving America as opposed to the rest of the world. I'm thinking in terms, because I've been looking at this for so long, the entire world is in trouble now.
Let's talk about their master plan. What do top corporate leaders, top scientists say? They say that their main plan, publicly in hundreds of books, government documents, is to kill 80 to 90% of us and then to engineer a suboid servant class to serve the elite who will go to the stars. We're going to talk about that with Jordan Maxwell when we get back. The biggest secret on the other side, ladies and gentlemen.
question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question. Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive. He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Check out the new PrisonPlanet.com. It's been redesigned, and if you like the old classic site, it's updated daily. Two sites in one, classic.prisonplanet.com. Or when you're on PrisonPlanet.com's homepage, click on the banner that says, "This is the old Prison Planet, Prison Planet Classic." I know 10, 20% of you didn't like the new site. Well, here, we aim to please in the info war. Stabbing the New World Order in the heart every day with pleasure. Just, here, you want it, you got it. Whatever you want. My new film, Truth Rising, is out, available on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. That's right. I'm past the point of caring. I'm going all the way, ladies and gentlemen. I am committed. No, not going to let them catch the Midnight Rider. All right, let's go ahead and go back to Jordan Maxwell, an amazing individual, jordanmaxwell.com. Jordan, let's get into who the globalists are. They understand how humans operate. This is our own species who understands what makes people tick, how to mesmerize, how to use basically magician-like trickery, sleight of hand, to control the population, to change the language, to bring in systems of control. They own the earth, and as a lot of top scientists and the owners of Sun Microsystems and so many others, I cover this in Endgame, they say the plan is to get a world government in to start the extermination, but then they will also have a suboid, I guess kind of a Blade Runner-like, genetic engineered replicant. It's not an android in the classical sense. It's an engineered humanoid using its flesh and blood grown in the wombs of cows, that's BBC, to serve them, and they say the plan is to split our species into two. And that's the main directive of the Pentagon. Is, of course, first, our implantable brain chips. This is official. That's in my book, Descent into Tyranny. I know this sounds crazy. I'm not the one saying all this. And then, of course, our orderly extermination, except for a suboid servant class. Can you speak to that, sir?
I mean, as far back as 1948, we're talking a long time ago, there was a movie came out called Island of Lost Souls with Charles Laughton. And then in 1965, 66, I think it was, Burt Lancaster remade the movie and called it The Island of Dr. Moreau. And then just a few years ago, the last movie, I believe it was, that Marlon Brando made before he died was The Island of Dr. Moreau, a remake, in which the whole story, and we're talking about three times Hollywood has presented this, as far back as 1948.
Well, there's another one. The Island just came out where they grow these humanoids.
Oh, ahead. Well, that's the fourth one then, where Hollywood is telling you that they have that concept and the idea of crossing humans with animals is a very old idea. They were talking about this kind of thing back in pre-Nazi Germany. As a matter of fact, there was a lot of talk about it in pre-communist Russia. And I told you last time we talked about A.R. Luria and Ivan Pavlov with the Pavlovian dog. There has been an ongoing effort to completely redesign the human race. And it's taken from, the concept was taken from and mistakenly taken from the Bible, where the scripture talks about the new man that will be created. The idea in the Bible, of course, is that if you begin to understand spiritual, important things spiritually, that it will begin to change your life and you will no longer be the old man that you were. Now you will be the new man. And so these people who understand scripture, they understand all the ancient writings of the ancient world. They understand things like that far better than we shall ever begin to.
Well, let me stop you. For those that are laughing at us right now, I just Googled human cow clone, BBC, AP, Reuters. They made these 10 years ago. Now they're just now telling us about it. You can go read it or read human animal hybrid, thousands of articles. But I have people every time I talk about this sending me emails laughing because they've been preconditioned to not understand we're in 2008, Jordan.
That's right.
And as you said, they were cloning rabbits 60 years ago. They just kept it quiet.
Wasn't there a sheep that was half that had human?
Yeah, that was a decade ago too.
Yeah, we're talking 10 years ago.
That's what they admit. Then,
yeah,
and then you actually read the. Well, here's an example. Washington Post 5 years ago admitted they have human chimpanzee crosses, and they say they don't have rights, so they can take their organs, and they say they're in Argentina, but in labs, but you're not allowed to see them. I mean, it's done, folks. It's going on.
It's going on for sure. And if, you know, some of these things which are happening would be so frightening to the world of mankind generally, and they know that. That's why it's always been behind the scenes. But there's no doubt in my mind that these stories that we hear about human sacrifices, child sacrifices, satanic cults, all of this is in point of fact actually happening. But it implies something even far, far more darker, if you can imagine that whoever it is that is running this earth are totally out of control. Or maybe we as humans are totally misunderstanding what's going on, and we're thinking that there are humans that are running this earth, when maybe there's something else going on. I'm totally, for myself, I am totally convinced that there is something to this biblical concept in the Old Testament of angels that look like men.
Yeah, the Nephilim, and it talks about genetic engineering.
That's right.
In a bunch of, again, I never get into these subjects, but you're right. And certainly the elites do believe, and I've been to Bohemian Grove, it kicks off tomorrow, by the way. I've been to a lot of these other things and covered them. The elites, whether you believe it or not, they do believe in this. And I've had high-level NASA people on. They're all into the occult. This stuff is going on, and they believe that they are becoming more human than human, these God men, through genetic engineering.
That's exactly right. Just to take for a moment, if you believe the Bible, and if you have any respect for the Bible, in the book of Genesis 18, talks about when three men come walking up into the camp of Abraham and Sarah. And Abraham immediately, the scripture says, ran out and bowed down to the three men and said, "What is my Lord saying to his servant?" Then the men told Abraham that they were on their way on business and were just coming by on the way. And Abraham invited them to stay for dinner to have something to eat. They said no, they were busy and had to go. And he insisted, so they said, "All right, but make it quick." So the scripture says in Genesis 18 that the four men sat under a tree, had dinner. Then two of the men got up and left, and the third one sitting there was the Creator God Himself, Almighty God in the capital letters, Himself sat there with Abraham under the tree.
That's Melchizedek, right?
Yes. But the point is that the two men that got up toward the end of the 18th chapter are the same two men at the beginning of the 19th chapter, which are the two angels that went into Sodom and Gomorrah, where the homosexuals thought they were good-looking, handsome men.
Bizarre. It's just incredible. Look, here it is, National Geographic. Animal-human hybrid spark controversy, January 20, 2005. But you tell the public they're crossing humans with spiders, goats, everything else, they just laugh at you. Yes, it's really going on. We're exploring some of the more bizarre beliefs of the elite with Jordan Maxwell, and they're now manifesting their ancient beliefs and actually creating it. Stay with us.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Yep, I have my own little syndicated broadcast reaching millions every day, Monday through Friday. But I come back here on Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Thank you for joining us. Got about 27 minutes left. I will be taking your calls for Jordan Maxwell here in about 5 minutes at 877-590-5525. It is the 13th day of July 2008. If you're wondering, we're live, 877-590-5525. And we got a lot of callers, Jim, Mark, many others. Whatever subjects you want to talk about, we will get to you. Here's another one. I just typed human-animal hybrid, thousands of articles. Here's MIT Technology Review. Technology published by MIT is the website. Human-pig hybrid for human body parts. And they get around the legalese. They grow humanoids. They just change. They're really human. They change a small amount of their genetics. And then it doesn't like a human. It looks like a spider. It's got spider genetics. In the case of spider goats they've had for more than 15 years, the udders actually do produce webs. So that... they have the same cell ganglii that produce the spinnerets that a spider has in their udders. So there are actually cases where parts of the animal are completely alien to their original genome. It gives rise to superviruses and other things that are already spreading throughout the genome, killing all sorts of trees and animals. But don't worry, they're not going to stop all that. They're going to continue that. They're going to tax carbon dioxide. That is what the plants breathe, and it needs to be higher for a larger biomass to be able to support. So, but they're not going to do anything about all the real environmental destruction, the overfishing and cutting down to the rainforest. That's all going to continue, and it's going to hurt us who are on this planet as well. Fake environmentalism for the real one. Going back to Jordan Maxwell, Jordan, why do the elite want to exterminate the vast majority of us? I mean, even before they could claim we were overcrowded, Plato, as you've reported in his Republic, said the elite needed to kill the vast majority of the population and then breed the rest to work in kind of like insects in specialized areas. I mean, this has been going on for 2,400 years then.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. But you know as well as I do, the ancient world is filled with the reports and stories of aliens and extraterrestrial influences. The Bible is filled with it. So I'm of the opinion that we've been under attack. The human family has been under attack ever since its creation by an otherworldly force. And if you think that's foolish, you know, I have my webman, while you were on the break, put up quickly a picture on my website on the home page of a book I've had for a long time put out by the U.S. Army War College. It's called The World 2010, A New Order of Nations. You can't find this thing anywhere. I've had a copy of it. And you can go on my website just for today, for the moment, and see it. I just had him put it up for just a few minutes ago. And it's really interesting. Talks about how the whole world is going to be changed. The U.S. Army War College has been preparing the whole world for the new order of the world that's coming, and the U.S. Army has been planning it. They've been planning the whole thing. They've got it all figured out, how they're going to carve up civilization.
And now we have the British Ministry of Defense report last year saying they will use neutron bombs on rebelling populations in the West, race-specific bioweapons, and admitting in official policy that the state is waging war on their own people.
Well, I know. Well,
I mean, for the listeners, though, that's all. You can go find that right now. So you believe from your research and all the ancient texts and what the elites believe, and I know they believe it. I don't know if it's real. I know they believe they're in contact with what you call, you know, they call spirits or you'd call extraterrestrials. You believe and they believe, I mean, I know they believe, that they're being directed in some master plan. I mean, there's no doubting they believe that.
Well, I mean, here's the bottom line on that as far as I'm concerned. They are in power. We are not. They believe it. We do not. What does that tell you? And so I'm thinking that not only do they believe it, they damn well know it's true. Period. That's why they have the power, because they have thrown in with the dark side of world occultism. They not only
and occult just means hidden. So
yeah, of course.
Well, I mean, I know you know that, but the listeners don't.
Yeah.
So you're saying from your 50 years of study, and getting into the libraries, reading the elite text, that this Earth spinning through the cosmos is being manipulated by an outside force.
That's my belief, totally.
Well, the Bible says it's Satan, but you're saying Satan isn't that ancient image we have. It's something else.
Well, no, because as far as but the concept is there in the Bible, and in Christianity is Satan, but it's also even in the Old Testament. But it is also in all the ancient holy writings of the world talk about the other side, the dark side of the world. The dark side are, generally speaking, occult powers in the world. Almost every nation in the world has taught that there is something else going on this earth besides us, and that we have some kind of a connection with other world entities from someplace else. Ask any six-year-old child in a Christian nation, where is God? And they will point straight up. You ask anybody, any Christian or Jew that believes in angels of the Bible, ask them, well, where is God and where do angels come from? Well, they'll point out there. Well, if you're Christian.
But every culture, they just went into the middle of the Amazon and found a new group of people, and they have the same cosmology.
That's exactly what I'm saying. The whole world has always been aware that we are not alone on this earth. It's only our elite masters who try and put it down and act like it doesn't happen, but they not only believe it, they know it. That's the point I'm making, is that the world is being led not by the normal people you think they are.
Well, Jordan, I know this. The elite do believe what you're saying. I mean, it's in mainstream British news that Prince Philip you know, Queen Elizabeth's husband is totally obsessed with this and believes it. Prince Charles believes it. All these bigwigs believe it. The astronauts say it. And so regardless of whether it's true or not, and I understand all the ancient texts and the rest of it say it, I cover what I can prove. I know that they believe it. And do you believe that they're creating fake events like Richard Hoagland believes in its secret government stuff, or is it a mix of that?
Well, you know what? A long time ago, a dear friend of mine, Norio Hayakawa, used to talk about that all the time, about how he thought that the U.S. government and other governments with it were planning on having a fake UFO event that would frighten the world, you know, kind of like what the movie Independence Day portrayed, and that there would be a fake landing of UFOs or something, and it would scare the whole world, and they would all join into one world.
Well, I mean, I've now seen declassified Pentagon plans to do that.
But I, at the time, I heard this many years ago at the table with a bunch of other speakers and researchers. I suggested to Norio that I could look at the same facts that he's using and come up with a different scenario. I said at that time, and this is about 20 years ago, I said, suppose in point of fact there is going to be an alien invasion. And it's not going to be a put-up job by government, but let us assume for the moment that there is going to in fact be an alien invasion from somewhere out there, and that the people in power on this earth have known that for a long time and are trying to prepare the human race for...
Well, if you look at all the movies and all the culture and three football-sized long things hovering over Denton outside Dallas... I mean, my problem is I can't get the public to admit FEMA camps are real when it's in the Houston Chronicle.
I understand.
Or that they're creating half-human, half-other animal creatures when I've got thousands of mainstream news articles.
Yep.
So, I mean, no doubt they're hyping it, they're pushing it. No doubt the elites believe it. No doubt we're a planet hurtling through space. It's just, it's wild. Wow, Jordan Maxwell, folks, really covering some interesting things here with us today. We're going to come back and talk to Jim, Mark, and a few other people on the other side in the final segment. I know this, the stock market is certainly plunging, and they certainly are devaluing the dollar, and I can't even get the public to realize they're devaluing the dollar and what it's going to mean once it finally implodes completely. So that's why I don't ever try to tackle other things that are so esoteric.
Well, go on my website, the home page, because it's not going to be there very long.
Jordan, stay there. We're going to come back. Final segment. Stay with me. We'll come back and plug that.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. Is there an alternative way to relieve suffering and pain of an enlarged prostate? There sure is. It's called Poulien, and it's offered exclusively from NaturallyPure.com. Poulien is a patented supplement for the treatment of prostatitis and BPH, also known as an enlarged prostate. Formulated by a Chinese master herbalist, Poulien contains vital nutrients proven to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects on the prostate. Put an end to those frequent trips to the bathroom with no adverse side effects. Right now, a two-bottle treatment is available for the low price of $49.95. Call 805-434-5444. That's 805-434-5444. Or visit them online at Naturally, that's 1L and NaturallyPure.com. That's NaturallyPure.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 10% off of your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Stop the agony, stop the pain. NaturallyPure.com, your source for prostate health.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Well, time has really flown past us quickly. We covered the imploding dollar and the banks falling one by design as they inflate the currency more and devalue it to pay off the debts. Jordan Maxwell, final segment. I'm on his website, jordanmaxwell.com. It's amazing. Yeah, I've never seen this particular Army War College official strategic studies release for the year. This is their battle plan, their prospectus. A world by 2010. The world in 2010. A new order of nations with the world is a cake and they're cutting it up. It's very funny. And they're cutting you up in the process. And they'll just put an American flag on your face or tell you, oh, I'm Eric Prince from Blackwater. I'm a Christian. And the left hates him and thinks he's a Christian. And the right sees the left attacking him and thinks, oh, he must be a conservative. Kind of like we call Barack Obama a communist. And the left sees that and loves it. Meanwhile, it horrifies the conservatives. It's all about keeping you in your left-right false paradigm. But the people are breaking out of that. Let's take a few calls here in closing and then let him have some closing comments with Jordan Maxwell. Let's go to Jim in Los Angeles. You can bring up any subject you want, Jim, and I've been holding for a while. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the air.
Oh, hey, Alex. How you doing? I was just calling in regards to the fake Bin Laden tapes that I know you've mentioned in the past. I actually I work in the visual effects industry out here in Los Angeles. I'm not a producer or director. I'm actually on the computer making all the effects. And all I have to say is those videos are pretty horrible. And they're, I definitely think, from my trained eye, I definitely think that there is definitely some manipulation going on there.
Remember the last one they put out that looked like something out of a video game? It was such a bad animation. And it was clearly it's an insult. I mean, they do that on purpose, kind of like they announced number two in Al-Qaeda was killed 14 times, and they always announce the next month he was killed again and never retract the last one. And for those that don't know, Wired Magazine had this big top special effects guy look at it, and the Intel Center that supposedly got the tape uploaded their logo in the same layer as the supposed Al-Qaeda layer. And you've got this Adam Gadon guy who's connected into U.S. intelligence, who's American Al-Qaeda. Jordan, why do they make the propaganda so obvious? I mean, is that to just throw it in our face or to kind of dull our senses?
I think it's just an in-house joke among the powerful people of the world. It's just an in-house joke that you can throw stuff in America's face and call them any name you want. play them for fools, and they love it. The Americans are so stupid. They'll buy anything. So I think that's what it is. I think they just, it's kind of like a bullfighter, you know, just marching up to the bull and getting the rump as close as possible, knowing that the bull could turn on you and kill you. But no, the bull is so stupid, he'll just sit there and look at the red flag, and then you'll put on a sword in his head. And so they're just playing us for fools.
Man, Jordan, I'm going to steal that analogy. That is perfect. Exactly. They have the sword. You know, they stick a few barbs in our back. 9/11 throws a barb to get us enraged. And then, you know, Oklahoma City's another barb.
That's it.
And then the war on drugs, which they're throwing the barb. And then we get all mad and crazy. They start imploding the economy. And then they just hold out the red cape with a sword and then just skewer us for the New World Order oligarchy sitting in the stands.
And they know that they can do it because they've always done it. And we've always reacted the same way. We always react the same way. We're just surprised and shocked, and then we go on out and do our shopping and watch basketball. And they know that now America's so far gone mentally and intellectually that they can say anything, do anything, present anything, and you know, anything at all, and America will buy it.
Listen,
they'll buy it.
I hardly ever, and I mean, Jim, I want you to finish here in a moment, but I have to admit, I bought a Beavis and Butthead CD at Best Buy like 6 months ago because I don't watch a lot of TV, but I like to buy stuff I saw 10, 15 years ago. Plus, I know Mike Judge is a fan of the show, so I said, well, let me watch a Beavis and Butthead. So I'm on the treadmill today watching Beavis and Butthead, and I was watching Beavis and Butthead give a class report. And then I remember watching real class reports and then watching Miss South Carolina. And
oh,
I realized
God.
That Beavis and Butthead's report, which was meant to be an example of low-grade moron idiots, they were more eloquent and intelligent than the average person.
I know. That's incredible.
So I want to do a piece where I take Beavis and Butthead doing that report on the web and then compare it to Miss South Carolina and show how literally this is not a joke. Listen, Jim, we need people like you. You know, Mike Rivero's doing a great job as a special effects guy for Lost. He's helping us analyze videos. He's in Jason Burmes' upcoming film I'm making entitled Fabled Enemies. You need to make a YouTube video. You don't have to use your name and just say, I'm a special effects guy. Here's examples and show people how it's a fraud. I mean, I've made videos like that. I'm not even a special effects guy showing people how it's a fake. You know, some of them are fake computer generations. Others are a fat guy with the light turned down and the camera blurred, as you know. But, I mean, we need you to do that. We need you in the fight, Jim.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more, and that's why I've jumped in the fight, and that's why, you know, I've helped you helped me wake up, and then I've spread the message, and I've gotten other people to wake up. And, it, you know, I couldn't agree with both of you anymore that it's just a lot of the general public, unfortunately, they just don't have the capacity to understand. And that goes along with what I do for a living. We step out of the movie theaters and I try to explain to people the stuff that they just saw that I just worked on, and they don't understand that it was fake, no matter how fantastical and unbelievable it is that we watched, and they just sort of scratch their head and they don't get it. And then all I have to say is, if you don't believe me, go look up on the Internet, I know it's out there, how they recreated Marlon Brando for the Superman movie that was out a couple of years ago,
right.
How they recreated his face and made it work and made his
well,
look
I mean,
work.
How did they show Kennedy 12, 14 years ago
That's
shake
right.
hands with Forrest Gump?
That's it.
Exactly.
I hear you. But, I mean, whatever, that newest fake that came out 6 months ago, I mean, that is the same computer model that's even cheap that anybody can buy for like 10 grand or so, last time I checked, and that's the model they use in films like Final Fantasy. I mean, it's that same model. You know, they only have like 10 guys.
Alex, you'd be surprised how many people in Hollywood over at Universal, and especially Warner Brothers, have called me. They're professionals working in the movies. They said, Jordan, we know what they're doing. We've been working on major movies, major television shows. People in the studios, they know what's going on. They know.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, I know a lot of folks in Hollywood. So do you. I know George Lucas, quite a few others. But the point is that you're absolutely right that they know this stuff. And by the way, our guests are so big. Bob Chapman last hour. Jordan Maxwell, who has comic books and movies with all this stuff in it. You've done stuff for Disney, everybody. And our guests are so big, we don't even have time to tell you how big our guests are, folks. JordanMaxwell.com. Final call for him, Benny. Well, I just had another caller to go that was before Benny. You know what? I don't think we're going to go any more calls. I'm sorry to all the callers, but we're just out of time here. And now that I look at the clock, we've got 4 minutes left. I apologize, but that's it for calls. Jordan Maxwell, in closing, what can humanity do? Start questioning the information they're being fed. I mean, what can we do to try to avert and get out of this global fascist dictatorship we're going into?
Well, I think the scripture is the answer, that where the Bible has Jesus saying, go into your inner chamber, talk to the Spirit, talk to God, so to speak. It works. I believe that if we need to turn to our spiritual our spiritual beginnings.
Wavelength.
Yes, and just turn off the television and just understand the entire thing was made for you to manipulate your thinking, and stop buying into all the religious silly nonsense, the fascist Nazi stuff that's being promoted out there as religion. And start using your head. Go to a library and read and study. I get so many people asking me, well, what can you tell me about this? What can you tell me about that? And I'm saying, why don't you just go to the library and look up the subject yourself instead of coming to me? That's how I got it. I just spent my whole life reading and studying and researching.
Absolutely.
Anybody can do it.
Absolutely. Let's jam in one call. You got 30 seconds, Forrest. Forrest in California, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I can tell that you, Alex Jones, and Jordan Maxwell are Americans who love this country very much. And I believe that through radio, we're actually creating a ritual where we understand the trouble that this nation's in, and we're just putting forth all this like positive faith energy towards the USA being around for many more generations.
Well, I hope that's the case, but I mean, you know, past energy or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm just about getting people to realize, how many times has government corporations lied to you? How many times have you been conned? And that's just the stuff you know about, and it's getting worse. It's out of control.
The last thing I would say is quickly is I've got a lot of information, stuff on the downloadables, all kinds of information on the links page. Even on the homepage.
JordanMaxwell.com. And Jordan, hopefully we can have you back up in the near future. Thank you for spending time with us on this Sunday, Jordan Maxwell.
Thank you.
Take care. There goes Jordan Maxwell. Ah, that was a crazy show. We're kind of, you know, getting into some of the wilder topics, get people thinking outside the box. That's always healthy. My new film, Truth Rising, How 9/11 is an Inside Job, totally documented. Available at InfoWars.com. Be sure and get it. We'll see you next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. And I got big guests coming up this week on the weekday show. Take care, folks. Great job, crew. We'll see you at PrisonPlanet.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.